sponsor a puppy. Brotherly love leads to Stephen's very special gift to guide dogs. The approximate length of this recording is 5 minutes.
Sponsor a puppy. All because a puppy called Pudding smiled at me. Audrey's happy happening. Dear Sir, Madam, I hope my happy happening will interest you. It really began at Christmas 2021. As I was looking through envelopes of appeals, I saw three puppies wanting sponsors. Pudding drew my attention with her appealing eyes. I used to support guide dogs with a check, but this time I wanted to be more involved. At 90 years old, and with my soft toy puppy, it was good to get Pudding's progress reports and know how keen she was in training until she was ready for responsibility as someone's eyes. Pudding bonded well with her new owner, Jane, and the photo of them together was thanks enough. Then came a wonderful surprise, my happy happening. Talking to my friends Jen and Doug at our local coffee morning, Jen said her blind friend Jane, along with her husband and her new guide dog Pudding, had spent a day with them while on holiday. I had understood that sponsors had no further contact when their dog started working as a guide dog, but now I had the opportunity to meet both when Jen and Doug invited me to their home in July 2024. I spent a very happy hour stroking and talking to Pudding as she sat beside me. I wonder how many sponsors have been so lucky. My new friendship is a privilege, of course. When Jane and Pudding featured in the 2024 appeal, I did as asked and now sponsor Custard and eagerly await her pup dates. All because a puppy called Pudding smiled at me. Yours sincerely, Audrey Armitage, Devon. Included here is a photograph of Jane with her golden retriever guide dog Pudding in harness. To find out more about sponsoring a guide dog puppy like Audrey has, visit www.guidedogs.org.uk/puppy or call our friendly supporter experience team on free phone 0800 953 0113.
Legacies. Brotherly love leads to Stephen's very special gift to guide dogs. Gifts in wills are vital to guide dogs, as nearly 2 out of 3 guide dogs are funded in this special way. After Stephen Thomas's vision-impaired brother died, Stephen was determined to celebrate Stuart's life by leaving a gift to guide dogs. The brothers were born in Macclesfield, Cheshire, and as teenagers in the 1960s, they moved to Manchester where they shared flats together and started a successful engraving and key-cutting business. Stephen was a talented musician and singer, joining a popular band called the Taverners in the 1960s and 70s as a saxophonist playing venues across Manchester and Liverpool. In fact, Stephen was still playing in a different band right up until he was sadly too ill to travel and play. Stuart was also a music lover, playing the accordion all over Europe. Stephen was a keen sportsman. He formed a cricket team called the Rodneys. He was an avid angler and he loved golf, even spending time in his younger years as a caddy on the European tour. It was at his local golf club that Stephen met Peter and Marilyn Selwyn, who became firm friends for the next 5 decades. After Stephen died in January 2023, Marilyn, as the executor of his will, arranged for a cheque for his very kind legacy of £100,000 in Stuart's memory to be presented to guide dogs at one of their favourite golf clubs, Club Golf Pushwelly, Pushwelly Golf Club. Stephen also left gifts in his will to the hospice in which his long-term partner, Sharon, passed away after a long battle with cancer, to his friends and to the beloved golf clubs he had played at throughout his life. Marilyn said, "Stephen was a lovely and very artistic man of many talents. Peter and I miss him very much, as do all his friends." Included here are 2 photographs. The first is a close-up of the late Stephen Thomas. The second is the cheque for Stephen's legacy gift in his brother's memory being presented to guide dogs at Club Golf Pushwelly. We're so grateful and proud to receive every gift left in every will, whatever the size. Each one helps change the lives of people with sight loss. To find out more about leaving a gift in your will to guide dogs, visit www.guidedogs.org.uk/giftsinwills.